GrownFolksMusic.com.
Welcome back to GrownFolksMusic.com.
Yeah, for sure.
You're putting out your 9th album. Talk about this album, please.
Well, this album, you know, it's my 9th studio album. I've been doing it for upwards to 20 plus years. And, you know, it was just a different take on how the world is today. You know, by me being a writer, I can, you know, I can transition, you know, not too far away from who I am, but I can tell different stories in different ways, you know. And I decided with this album to, you know, talk about relationships and the relationships that's happening today, you know, with the social media, cell phone, things of that nature. So I tap into a little bit of that, but I still keep that authentic R&B vibe to my music as well. So I was blessed to work with a great producer. His name is Travis Sales. You can T-Sales, at T-Sales him on all devices. I mean, on all platforms. And we just try to really just bring across what we feel R&B is today.
Speaking of keeping your pen current or tailoring your pen to what is going on today, love has always been the muse for you. But do you think that your artistry will ever reflect in a song or two what's going on in the world today, socially and with everything that we've gone through in 2020?
It's so crazy because my mom, she always reminded me of the song I did when I think it was second or third album. I did a song called Why, and it talked about the social world in itself. And, she's like, yo, I still want you to release that record. And I'm like, Mama, this is 20 years ago. Like, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it still holds true because socially things are not right. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll be in that space where I have to write records like that just to get it off of my heart because I'm a writer at the end of the day. I've been blessed not to be able to hold things in. I can pen them. I can, you know, get them off of my heart. That's how I started with my first single, Separated. It really was a poem. It wasn't a song. It was a poem. But I it was hurting me so much, I had to put it down on, you know, get it out of my mind. So that's what I did. So, yeah, you know, at one point I might do, you know, a Marvin Gaye type of What's Going On vibe. But right now, you know, it's all about trying to keep families together because there's so many, you know, split up situations. And I think that it's unfair for the kids and for the nature of the relationship.
You've had some features. There's no features on this particular album. And you've had some features and some collaborations in the past. Just wondering, is there a dream collaboration for you?
Not necessarily. You know, I, you know what? It might be with my man Joe. I was listening to his music earlier. You know, and I think it would be real nice, you know what I'm saying, if we just collaborated to do something like that. But other than that, you know, the reason I didn't do a collaboration on this album because I stepped away for 5 years. So I wanted to make sure my fan base knew who I was again, you know, and what I brought to the table. And, you know, I just wanted to focus on myself.
What would you say has been the evolution between the artists who broke into the industry almost 20 years ago and who Avant is now as an artist?
Well, the evolution is definitely my kids. I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son. So that was the evolution for me. And also, you know, the different things that happens in the world. Like, it's different conversations that, you know, I hear about or, you know, I might see. And, you know, that's always the evolution for a writer because we can always pen something, you know, and then give people new point of views about what's going on and what we see through our eyes. So it's always, and that's a great question because that's what we live in. We live in an evolution every day, you know, with our mental aspect of how music goes.
Why do you think that love and relationships will always be the muse for music, always be the topic of conversation?
Because that's what matters. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what we got it from whoever started it from the beginning. It was a thought. Whoever created the thought, all we did was we started, you know, making that baby grow. We start adding on to the thought, you know, through music, relationships. I was going through this with my girl. Once that happened, then you had several artists. Okay, I feel that. We, you know, and that's how this thing blossomed. It bloomed. So that's what the heart of R&B is. It's a, you know, it's a relationship thought.
This is the time of the interview where you get to shout it out. Tell everybody who will listen to this where we can get all things about, where we can follow you on your platform, where we can stream and download by the album. I would say where you're going to be appearing next, but we all know that's on hold right now. just tell us all things, Avant, and how we can follow you and get at you and get this new music that I might add that is, you have continually been consistent in the quality of your music. And those who follow you know that. But for anyone who is listening who's wondering, where is Avant? What is he up to? I remember that song. Just let him know that you are still here and you're still putting out quality R&B, and where we can find you and all of that.
Okay, everybody, you know, those that know me, they know where I am. But those that don't know me, you can follow me at Avant Music on all platforms. And also you can get my new music, Can We Fall in Love, on all the platforms. So please, everybody, go out there and support real R&B music. If you love R&B, you'll love this album. And I thank you guys so much for the support. And continue to stream, continue to buy records. And hey, it's because of you guys that we are who we are.
Avant, once again, thank you so much for joining us here on grownfolksmusic.com. It's a pleasure to speak to you once again. All the best with your new music.
Thank you.
We do enjoy the album. And how I know I enjoy it is I didn't have to skip a song. So when an album can play continually like that, that means that is soothing enough to my ears that nothing jarred my ears or I had to hurry up and hit the skip button. So congratulations.
Wow,
and another great album, and we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for taking time out with us again today.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
GrownFolksMusic.com